When I walk in the town, I rock the town because there's music running through my veins. There's plenty of rhymes running through my head because God don't bless me. Blood from my eye, I got to rock till I go 6 feet. We the to rock that town. I'm Boma Rene Boma, aka Flash. Besides, I'm one of Cameroon's rap artists. I'm 25 years old. Well, at a primary school level, I could say it wasn't really easy because at that tender age, your mates are surprised at the fact they ain't got the same skin color with you.
25-year-old Rene Boma and his twin brother Clifford Fosong are albinos who live in northwestern Cameroon. The birth of an albino in many African cultures is considered an extraordinary phenomenon. Many times, they are subjected to all kinds of social discrimination and in some cases even killed at birth. Some Cameroonian tribes claim an albino child must be the result of an incestuous relationship between family members or some sort of a curse placed on the family. In some cases, they are even perceived as ghosts or the siblings of evil spirits. Clifford explains the hurtful treatment he and his brother endured in school.
People usually call us names like when you're in school and walk into the class, they're like, hey, Mukala, there are some local names dedicated for albinos. Those names usually pricked us. I was like mad sometimes, like, why should I be different? Why should they always call me names? Maybe I shouldn't go to school and they call me such names, but over time I overcome it.
Today, the twins are both studying at the University of Yaoundé. In 2001, Boma Rene and Boma Clifford came up with a creative idea to counter the existing prejudices against them and other albinos around the world. They started making what Boma Rene describes as white African music. Hey mama, hey miss mother, love the angle
right down to my little miss fire. Basically, white African music tells a story of an albino guy in Africa, in the northwest region of Cameroon, went through a lot of discrimination, but through music he was able to overcome that and became looked upon as a mother rather than an outcast. I was more of a mother by the time I came up with this idea, so I believe it's going to inspire a lot of albinos all around the world facing problems. They could be able to come up with ideas like this to move themselves to a bigger position in the society. Shot is shopping when I pull up on the Billy Miller. Shot is hopping just to get the amazing riding. We every minute balling, no interrupting. Hit the mall, Gucci shop, expensive champagne, all night pop. She loves
Clifford says their music has not only changed the perception people had of him, it has also boosted his self-esteem and made him feel he truly belongs to the human community.
In front of people now, when I'm passing, they don't notice me like giving me names like Mukala. They're like, hey, that's the guy who raps. It's like positive. So now it makes me now believe in myself more. The music has impacted me. I could tell people that whatever you're going through in life, despite even you albino or not, if you're somebody disabled for one fact or the other, different from others, you can still come out with something good, which is internal, like talents, and then you prove to people they'll look at you as somebody big.
Clifford further explains that he subscribes to Martin Luther King's dictum that a person should never be judged by the color of their skin or by the size of their body, but by the strength of their character.
It's what is in you that is important, and how you can impact the other person close to you, because as human beings, we have to help each other. That's what I want everybody out there to know.
Clifford and Rene haven't been able to come up with enough money to produce an album, but the power of their vocals touches others each time they organize a concert. Sylvanus Fru grew up with the twins. He now says his perception of them has changed over time.
The mentality that I had, that albinos are always good for traditional sacrifice, the way they started singing and I heard the things that they are saying to change the society has made me to wipe out what I had in my head, that albinos are always made for sacrifice. The way I was first of all thinking about them, the way I was behaving towards them, the way I was thinking that they are people from a different world, their color, because when I was sitting near them, I was not feeling comfortable at first, but now I feel free. I know that the things that I do, they can also do it. The music has also enlightened the society about albinism.
They both believe that one day, all albinos in Cameroon and around the world shall enjoy the same rights as everyone else. This is Ngala Killian Chimtom, for DW in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Risky, Flash Bill, you know what I'm talking about, Flash. We're about to think of the world that came.
We're about to take over the